This show is brought to you by Marketing Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. Now, let's get on with the show. You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, Around Atlanta Edition, showcasing the best of Metro Atlanta, our communities, the attractions, and the special events that make Atlanta great. Welcome to our virtual town square. And now, here are your hosts.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Around Atlanta edition of the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I'm your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, my friend. I so enjoyed our conversation with today's guest. What are you laughing at? We have work to do.
I'm laughing at Madam Chairwoman Extraordinaire.
Madam Chairwoman Queen. Well, anyway, we had a great conversation with today's guest about a year ago, I suspect it was. So happy to have her back.
Absolutely. This is a great cause and a great event.
Yes, it is. Let's get to it. We're joined again by Emily Choate Bridges, Marketing Director of Choate Construction and the Event Chair of Cars and Q for the Cause. Emily, welcome back.
Hi, thanks for having me. Glad to be back.
Man, we're glad to have you. Thanks for carving out some time. You got an event, big event coming up pretty soon, so appreciate you carving out some time. Do me a favor, before we get into our discussion around this great event, take a few quick seconds. Tell us a bit about you and your background, and then give us that quick overview of Choate Construction.
Sure. I grew up in Atlanta here, born and raised. I ended up going to Clemson for college, and I've been now with Choate Construction for 8 years as our marketing director. So doing just a little bit of everything but procurement, branding, and trying to keep our name out in the community. So Choate Construction is a commercial general contractor. We're one of the largest in the Southeast, and we'll build just about anything you want us to. We do a little bit of everything. We've got a lot of automotive going right now with our friends at Asbury and the Nally Group. We do a ton of interior construction. We've done a lot down in Buckhead, Atlanta, you might be familiar with, some of the stores down there. And then all the way to the other side, we just won, actually, we're pretty excited about it, the best global industrial project from ENR Magazine, which is a big industry magazine. So corporate, senior living, yeah, we do a little bit of it all.
That's pretty exciting. Yeah. Congratulations on your award.
Thanks, yeah.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the fundraiser coming up, Cars and Q for the Cause.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So Cars and Q, this is our 7th year now that we've been doing this fundraiser. It benefits the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation. And Choate has been sponsoring and supporting the CF Foundation since the company's inception. So this event is going to be on April 30th, 4 to 7 p.m. at the Choate Construction headquarters. And we have 100 plus classic, muscle, and exotic cars. Last year, we had close to 630 attendees, so it's growing and growing. This year, we'll have Wild Heaven, Lagunitas, and Unknown Brewing Company joining us to sponsor the bars, live music, silent auction, and barbecue by Jim and Nick. So it's a great event.
Jim and Nick. So barbecue.
Lagunitas got me.
Yeah barbecue, brews.
Cars.
Cars.
What more could anyone
Madam Chairman, there'll be a bunch of Madam Chairmans
around.
Sounds
like a fantastic event. What's new this year? Is there something new?
So this year we are transitioning to a silent auction, which we're really excited about. We've got some great items for you. Ascot Diamonds is sponsoring some beautiful jewelry.
Wow.
Yes, we're pumped about that. American Airlines will be donating miles for us. Kara Nicole is a new artist to town, very contemporary, cool artist. She's going to be doing some live painting there for the auction. So that should be really exciting. And then, of course, our friends at the breweries I mentioned is a new addition for us. So we're pumped about that.
Yeah, very, very exciting. Emily, take a step back. And there's a lot of different things, a lot of important needs out there that we could help and support. Why did you guys get behind cystic fibrosis?
Absolutely. So in 1989, the company was founded, and our founder, Miller Choate, who happens to be my father, was working away one day and got a call from our best friends, family friends, that Leanne, 2 years old, was diagnosed with cystic fibrosis. And at that time, and still is, a terminal disease, and the average life expectancy then was 13 years old. So very traumatic, as you can imagine. And from that day forward, it's been part of the company's mission to support CF in the research and the search for a cure and to fund that mission. So we've just really grown up side by side with each other in the foundation.
Now, there's some really, really happy news to share with regards to Leanne, right?
Yes.
Tell us about that story.
Yeah, so Leanne is 30, as am I, this year. So incredible progress on the research front, just from going to 13 to 30. So Leanne is actually married now. She got married last month. So very exciting. And just something that, you know, 15, 20 years ago wasn't really possible. But with the foundation's efforts, here we are. I'm married old people here.
What an affirmation of life. That's such great news.
That's so exciting.
Yes.
Tell her congratulations from all of us.
I will.
All right. Emily Choate Bridges will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
Your marketing tactics shouldn't be silos. Silos are for cows. Build a marketing foundation that includes three main components working together: your brand, website, and blog. The tactics you use, social media, public relations, SEO, advertising, etc., should all interconnect and relate to your foundation. They aren't silos off by themselves in the field. When you are ready to create an integrated marketing strategy, contact Marketing Relevance to take your company to the next level. That's marketingrelevance.com or call 770-383-3360.
All right, and we're back with Emily Choate Bridges, Marketing Director of Choate Construction and the Event Chair of Cars and Q for the Cause.
So, Emily, I understand you're a bit of a classic car collector yourself. Tell us about what's in your garage.
Yes, ma'am. I'm a novice collector. That's probably a stretch, but I do love cars. And in my garage, I've got a 1969 Z28 Camaro that I've had for about 10 years now. It's my baby.
Oh.
And then we had a recent new addition to the family in the form of a 2015 Corvette. So we've got a little bit of the old and a little bit of the new. So we're really enjoying those too.
But yes. Just in case people missed it from our top half of the show, I mean, there's going to be a lot of cool cars that you can see at this event. Talk about what you expect potentially and maybe shed some light on some of the cool stuff we had last year.
Yeah, so what makes this event a little bit different from some of the other car shows you might go to is just the breadth of the kind of cars that we have. We don't limit it to a certain class or year, so we've got a little bit of everything. To give you an idea, last year we had such a wide variety. We had 27 Rolls-Royce, a 1932 Duesenberg. So you've got those beautiful ultra classics, wow, that great Gatsby feel going on. Then you move into maybe like a 37 Chrysler Airstream Roadster, very hip, cool car. 59 Cadillac Model 62, which is very rare. A 63 Porsche 356. And to bring us kind of all the way through up into the newer year exotics, we had a 15 McLaren C650S. I was very excited. I got to move it from one parking spot to another. Big time. And we had also a 2015 Lamborghini Aventador, which are just really cool to see. Kids love to see those new cars.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, just a very wide breadth of vehicles.
It was amazing. I remember talking about it last year, what an amazing diverse collection that was. And these silly kids, they think the new stuff is so amazing, but that those original cars you talked about, those are such amazing, amazing vehicles. So that's very, very exciting. So let's close on this discussion. Again, we talked about how this is all supporting cystic fibrosis. If you could go a little bit deeper on the organization itself and people, so people can learn more about that. And if they want to get more involved, they know how to do that. But then Choate does other things as well, other than just this event to support this great cause. So share more on that.
Sure. So I think it's important to understand what cystic fibrosis is, and it is a genetic terminal illness that affects the lungs and the digestive system. Just 50 years ago, people did not live through childhood. The progress, as we were saying before the break, has just been incredible. And the average life expectancy now is into the 40s, but I'm 30. 40 is definitely not okay with me. So we continue to fundraise. And the foundation itself is setting national and global precedences for venture philanthropy. So they are responsible for raising their own funds to support research, which is very cool. They're not receiving a lot of grants from government or big pharma. So it's up to us. So Choate supports the foundation across all of our offices with a ton of events. Cycle for a Cure, which happens in Atlanta, is a cycling event. Shoot for a Cure is going on in Charleston, a clay shoot. We also have Clays for a Cause in our Savannah office, which is put on by those folks down there. Great Strides happens across all five of our offices. And then finally, the Extreme Hike guys in Charlotte hike 35 miles in one day just to raise funds. So a lot going on for an incredible cause.
Absolutely.
Wow, that's impressive.
Very. Appreciate all the hard work you're doing there. And as we've hopefully demonstrated, it is making a difference.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Emily, we're about out of time. Before I let you go, a number of things. How can people contact you should they have questions? Where can they learn more about the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation, Choate Construction, and learn more about Cars and Q for the Cause?
Yes, you can link over to everything on the car show website, which is carsnq.passioncff.org. You can also find us on Facebook at Cars and Q, Twitter at Cars and Q, or for simplicity's sake, you can go to Choate Co.'s website at choateco.com.
All right. Emily Choate Bridges, Marketing Director of Choate Construction and the event chair for the upcoming Cars and Q for the Cause. As always, good to see you. Good luck with
Thanks,
the event.
Guys. Thanks for having me back.
You're welcome.
Our pleasure. I suspect we'll see you next year soon.
Thank you.
All right. Well, that wraps this week's Around Atlanta edition. Check out the show by visiting AtlantaRealEstateForum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate that rating and review. So on behalf of today's guest, Emily Choate Bridges, my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schnick. We'll see you tomorrow on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.